owe them, but very few of us know them. They took an oath to protect us at home and abroad, so the rest of us can live safe and free. They are the men and women of our military and first responder communities, and these are their stories. American Warrior Radio is on the air.
I used to be a soldier, but these days I ain't got a home. I fought for my country and Uncle Sam in a war I didn't believe in a godforsaken land. I buried my brothers and all the ones I couldn't save. War took my innocence and doctors took my legs. Sir, I hate to bother you and I'm way too proud to beg. But this unwanted man could sure use a helping hand.
Welcome to American Warrior Radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. What you just heard is a portion of the song Unwanted Man, written and performed by Navy veteran and country entertainer Rowdy Johnson. The song was inspired by Rowdy's encounter with a homeless veteran on the streets of his hometown. Now, Rowdy has appeared on American Warrior Radio. I respect him. I think he has a big future as a country singer. I'm also a huge fan of Saving Private Ryan, 13 Hours in Benghazi, and the television series The Unit. I just started binge-watching that again from the beginning. So when Rowdy mentioned he had contact with Max Martini, of course, I jokingly asked if Martini could come on American Warrior Radio. Now, I don't have a lot of interaction with famous Hollywood celebrities, perhaps a little more than most of you listening, but I will tell you, it is very rare that my cell phone rings within days of an offhand remark on Facebook. It was Mr. Martini. We talked briefly, and he shared his objectives and hopes for his new film, Sergeant Will Gardner. I share that story only because it speaks volumes about Max Martini as a person. Usually with someone at Max's level in Hollywood, one has to go through waves of publicists and agents. Even then, one rarely talks to the guests themselves until they do the call-in for the interview itself. Not Max. He has a passion for helping veterans. He thinks we can help. End of story. Max Martini recently made a movie. I don't mean he acted in a movie. He made it. He wrote it, directed it, acted, poured a big chunk of his life savings and personal leverage into getting Sergeant Will Gardner on the screen. Join us to explain why he is doing this and the story behind the story, Maximilian Carlo Martini. Max, welcome to American Warrior Radio.
Thanks, Ben. Wonderful intro. Thank you. I've been looking forward to being on it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I mean all that genuinely, Max. You, just in our interaction, you stand out. You, Max, a little bit about you first for our listeners who don't know that much about your background. You pursued the arts early in life, but you have law enforcement, military. I believe your grandfather served in the Second World War, correct?
Yeah, my grandfather was in the Navy. My mother was in law enforcement. My father's born in Italy, hence the extravagant name that he gave me, but the but he also served in the Navy, and you know, and so I grew up. My uncles are in law enforcement, and surrounded by a family of service members, but you know, it's funny you mentioned Private Ryan. I don't really think that it hit me or struck me until the making of that film that I wanted to create a calling for myself to help veterans. And you know, the experience of being part of this retelling of history, and, you know, with the premiere, Spielberg had invited all these World War II vets to come in and watch the film. And it had such a significant impact on me watching these veterans of that war, sort of, you know, relive their experiences to a degree on the screen. And at the end of that film, seeing their faces, what happened with me is that I realized that, you know, this is a generation of veterans that I know my grandfather, I can speak from my own personal experiences, didn't voice anything about his service ever. And I think that movie started a conversation amongst that veteran community of that time. And I feel like it was very therapeutic. I feel like it was healing. And, you know, in my mind, that's sort of the first step towards the healing of emotional injuries. And you know, and I really started to care, and I became very curious about, you know, our military and what it provides for us as Americans and the necessity of having our armed forces and then when I became a father, it hit me on a whole different level because I really began to not only appreciate but rely on our service people for my the future of my children, you know. So it's something that now at my age, that over these, you know, the last and quite honestly, with the start of the unit, is where I really started to become involved and get active in helping out. But it's become very passionate about doing so.
Max, I tell you, I never knew there were so many podcasts out there until I started doing my show prep for your interview. So I'm going to maybe take a different tact. I want to talk about the why, the what, and then we'll come back to the why. And you really, I guess, took a peek at my notes here because I did want to start with Private Ryan. And by the way, I got to say, Max, that chewing gum scene, that still makes me wince right now. I'm glad you're dedicated to your craft, brother. But the reason I bring that up is because that really started your journey, as I understand it, of understanding the sacrifices and why we need to support those who serve. But it also led to a couple things, and you already touched on one of them. When I watched Sergeant Will Gardner, I got a sense that in many ways, the hope for that film is to do the same thing that Private Ryan did for the World War II generation, in that it's giving freedom to the current generation to be able to open up and talk now and not wait for 20 years down the road. Is that an accurate sort of summation?
That's definitely accurate. I mean, what I wanted to do was, well, first of all, the realization that I had at a certain point was that, look, the unit was coming to an end. When we took a couple trips to the Middle East and to see the troops and did the basic green zone tour, but then went outside the green zone and went to these little encampments in the mountains that were getting hit left and right. And as an actor, I step back and like, God, what the USO does for our military is so important, and that it gives our service people a break from the grind. I mean, the joy that they got seeing, the cast from their favorite show step off of a Black Hawk, you know, and into their areas of operation was really, it was really wonderful. So, you know, I realized that we had this massive audience. I had the eyes and ears of so many people, and that I could do what I do, which is make a film but a different kind of film, not your typical film about a soldier suffering from PTS or TBI. I wanted to tell a story about a soldier that had returned from combat. And this is something that when I started the process of writing this, we were seeing a lot of TBI injuries coming back from the Middle East. But the intention behind the story was to take a character that was at a very low level of his life, but not show him ever not standing tall. You know, I wanted to create a story that would inspire hope, that would inspire healing, that would, you know, alleviate this notion that coming forward and asking for help is a sign of weakness. You know, that I know for, well, I think we're getting past that, but for a long time there was sort of the stigma attached to you know, coming forward and asking for assistance. And, you know, and then I also felt like I could raise money, you know, for charities that I support that are changing lives, that are doing amazing work. So the difficulty in making Sergeant Will Gardner was to find financiers that were willing to give up their profits for charity.
And Max, hold that thought, because I want to touch on that after the break, because that is a key to part of the reason I really wanted to have you on the show. And you know, we've had inquiries from studios before where they wanted actors on, and honestly, when I looked them up, they weren't really doing anything other than they played a military role in a film or a TV series. And no offense, that's not good enough for American Warrior Radio. You got to be doing something. I mean, we've had Sinise on, Joe Montana, Matthew Marsden, I bet it was a real kick to work with Dale Dye. We've had veterans who've become actors who are still giving back. And that really, Max, was the hook for me, to have you on American Warrior Radio. So I want to talk a little bit more about the why, and we'll get into the what of Sergeant Will Gardner. Folks, your host, Ben Bueller Garcia, very proud to be joined by accomplished actor Max Martini. Get Sergeant Will Gardner now. You can stream it. You can buy the DVD, the Blu-ray. Take a look. We'll be right back. Welcome back to American Warrior Radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're joined by Max Martini. If you don't recognize the name, I'm sure you'd recognize his face. This guy is 6 foot tall, muscled like a Greek god, apparently can grow a beard overnight. And Max, you can shoot. Well, I mean, I've seen videos. You're so-so. You're average by Arizona country boy standards. But, you know, I gotta give you props, though, because you're in California, and you go to the range every week, and that's not an easy thing to do in that state. I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's not too easy. But I am a gun guy, and you know, one of the perks of doing all these great military movies is, you know, we get to train with tier one operators, or you know, SWAT guys, or you know, I've trained with pretty much every law enforcement agency out there, and in military, and so, you know, I've become really obsessive about my tactical training and my shooting, and you know, working on instinctive fire and CQB all the time, and so I actually love doing it. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, that my fans at least appreciate, is that, you know, I'm not on screen making a mess of my tactics.
Well, and Max, the reason I bring that up is because I want to frame that to maybe one of the challenges you faced in making Sergeant Will Gardner. We've had Tig Tegan on the show, and in 13 hours, you played Oz, Mark Ozgeist. And when we had Tig on, we asked him, okay, how was the actor's portrayal of what you actually experienced there in Benghazi? You know, was it accurate? Let me flip that coin on you, because you're there. You've got Oz there, I'm guessing. And do you feel an extra burden then to accurately portray that situation as much as possible? And how did that transfer into the risk that you might have been taking in portraying a veteran again in Sergeant Will Gardner, particularly given the sensitive subject matter?
You know, I don't think that it was a burden. More so it was, you know, those guys, by the way, in your last breath, you've mentioned six of my best friends, but those guys are, you know, they were very collaborative. They were very eager, as well as I was, to get the story out. And, you know, it just kind of made for this sort of amazing experience, in that I think the only worry maybe that I had going into 13 hours was that there would be a Hollywood spin on the story, or that, you know, they would take creative license and embellish it. And, you know, I really feel like the only place that it was embellished were maybe some of the explosions were a little too big, but that's Michael Bay, you know, but the great thing that I discovered early on was that Michael was also very supportive of, you know, telling the story and trying to tell it accurately and do honor to the, you know, the experiences of these contractors. Mark, you know, as far as I was concerned, Mark was an immense help. We're literally cut from the same cloth. He and I just bonded immediately. I think we're actually born a day apart. And, And so we did some live fire stuff. Mark and I had some early on conversations about sort of who he was personally. And, you know, and I think that it's from the actors that I worked with to the actual people that we were playing. I mean, I feel like we all nailed it pretty well. Did Tig, was he pleased?
You know, I've seen his comments on your Facebook page. I think I'm going to avoid that discussion right now. I'll have to go back and listen to the American Warrior Radio podcast with Tig.
Yeah,
but I think he said it was, you know,
60%,
80% maybe.
Well, here's the thing, right? And this came up, you know, it's like there were little moments where it was like, wait a second, hold on. That was me. I did that. No. That wasn't him. That was him. You know, so I think like those sort of minor details were shuffled a little bit. Because you have, you know, two characters that you're really focusing on, and then you've got the guys surrounding, you know, it could have been anyone's story at the end of the day, but you really have to kind of beef up the two roles that you're focused on in the film. And so, but, you know, the important thing is that there was a lot of information in that movie that I wasn't aware of. Like, for instance, and hopefully other people weren't, you know, for instance, I didn't know that there was a feed to Washington the entire time. That's appalling in my book. So, you know, I just feel like getting that story out was crucial. And if 60% is there, I'm happy.
Matt,
you know,
well,
it could have turned. You know,
and the reason I want to bring that up is I saw an interesting quote, Max, where, and you alluded to it earlier in our conversation today, where you said, at this point in my life, most, you know, your base of friends is mostly military. I found that intriguing. Now, I watched Sergeant Will Gardner, and I want to say, even though we have Netflix, I went ahead and bought it on Amazon. I hope that helps.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, there you go. Nothing against Netflix,
no,
folks, but you know the. So, give us the backstory here. What was the trigger for you on one of those trips to, I think it was Iraq, where you met an Army Ranger? And I found this interesting because Matthew Marsden as well speaks about when he was doing the film Black Hawk Down, he met a young Army Ranger who completely changed his outlook on how the military supports us. And you had a similar beginning, genesis, with an Army Ranger in Iraq, yeah?
I was in Iraq. I believe we were leaving Iraq, and this young guy came up to me, Army Ranger, big guy, and, you know, said, hey, I'm a fan. You know, what are you doing here? This is crazy. I've been watching the show. And we just got to talking, and he was a really good dude. And I gave him my information, said, hey, stay in touch, you know, and thank you for what you're doing out here. And so we corresponded while I was in the U.S. and he was still in the Middle East. And at a certain point in our correspondence, you know, he just kind of started voicing these concerns he was having. You know, he was experiencing anger issues. He was experiencing, you know, sleep deprivation. And what it seemed to me was that he didn't have anybody to talk to. And it was hitting him pretty hard. But these are all things that are symptomatic of TBI. He had survived two IEDs. The second one took his entire team. He was the only survivor. And when he got back to the United States, he had a really difficult time reintegrating. He had an impossible time navigating the VA system. I'll just add that you know, I never want to bash the VA system, because I know a lot of people that have had tremendous experiences with getting their benefits. But I also know people that have had horrendous experiences. And I feel like when you're suffering from these injuries and you have to navigate this kind of archaic way of getting to your benefits, that a lot of people give up. So his story is that it took him about 10 years to get his full benefits. And he got back. His wife had left. He fell homeless. He really, this is the character that I play in the film. It's not his story in my movie, but it was inspired by his experiences. And, you know, I didn't have any answers for him. So it's what, you know, prompted me to start the process of you know, creating something that maybe wasn't going to be made in time to help my friend, but could help other people coming back.
Max, we've got about 2 breaks before the next, or 2 minutes before the next break, and I want to, because I believe in, you took tremendous financial, and I don't know if it was personal risk or not, but tremendous financial risk in producing this project. And you alluded to it before, just, I don't know how you make money on a movie, but, in the next couple of minutes, walk us through that process, because it took a while. And you're right. I'm guessing it's kind of hard to find investors when, you know, you open with, and by the way, we're going to give away 30% of the profits.
Right. Yeah. We were, my partner and I were laughed out of rooms at a certain point, just, you know, and it had nothing to do with the military. It was just, guys, we're not going to profit share if we don't get a write-off. They just sort of told us point blank. So it took us a decade, you know, and we found a lady out of Texas, Tanya Hill, that came forward and said, you know what, I don't care. I want to make this for the veterans. And she gave us all the money to make this movie. And I put my entire savings into the film. And we got it made. And so, you know, where we are right now is we're trying to get to our profits so that we can start sharing with these charities. But yeah, it was hard. It was difficult. I didn't think it was going to be so difficult, but you know, the light at the end of the tunnel is that we got there and we got it made, and it's a great film.
Ladies and gentlemen, the film is Sergeant Will Gardner. You can stream it. I'd encourage you buy the DVD or the Blu-ray. I think maybe Max makes, well, I should say these charities make more money that way. There's 3 charities that are getting 30% of the profits from this film: the Gary Sinise Foundation, the Higher Ground Foundation, and Warrior's Heart. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Mr. Martini about the why and sort of the backstory behind this great film, Sergeant Will Gardner. Stick around. Welcome back to American Warrior Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're joined by Max Martini, a very accomplished actor, but his latest project truly, truly is a labor of love. It's a film called Sergeant Will Gardner, and it's funny, it's inspirational. It's something that I would encourage our veteran and military listeners out there to get the DVD or stream it, but watch it with some of your battle buddies. I think that's going to be very cathartic for you, and I think that was maybe one of Max's intentions going into this. Now, Max, the film, a powerful film, you made it with $2.5 million budget, amazing cast.
Pretty special to have the kinds of names that we have in this film for that level of budget. But you know, oddly enough, they're all supporters, and this movie, when I was meeting actors, I chose the actors that were passionate, not only about, you know, getting in front of the camera, but also helping out veterans. Like Gary's a huge supporter. Robert Patrick's a huge supporter. Dermot Mulroney's a big supporter. Elizabeth Rome, everybody. And not only that, we had a veteran in the movie that plays an amputee, Marine, and we had veterans behind the camera working. So I really make a point of, you know, I actually am in post-production on another film in which we hired more veterans to be behind the scenes and in front of the camera. So
Max,
that's another way that I'm helping. Yes.
You I've heard you say that you tried very hard to make the movie, and I use the quotation fingers even though we're on radio, digestible. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, you know, I sort of toyed with, or I was on the fence about either doing a documentary or doing a scripted, a feature, a story, you know, a movie. And I chose to make a film, and I chose to not tell someone else's story, but to create a story and a character that touched on all these ailments, these physical and emotional injuries, so that without sort of dwelling on one in particular, there was something that people across the board could identify with, and soldiers that are dealing with this stuff. And I wanted it to be entertaining, so I added this sort of comedic storyline to the film so that, you know, you didn't lose the impact of the message or the call to action, but, you know, you also let the theater entertained and, you know, having laughed with this character and cried with this character, which is very important, you know. And I also wanted to, like I said earlier, I just didn't want to tell the story of somebody that was, I didn't want to show 2 hours of somebody suffering. I wanted to show 2 hours of someone healing, you know. And
I want
to, it was successful. Yeah.
I agree. I really, well, this is, you're a much bigger guy than me. So let me just put it this way. This is one of those films where I enjoyed it, but enjoy is not the right word, because it really does spur you to think. And given some of my personal work, I spent a decade working with homeless teens living on the streets. And one of the things that jumped out at me right away early in the film with some of those scenes is, people, and I'm sure you see this in Los Angeles a ton, people are afraid. They won't even meet the gaze of someone on the streets because they're afraid of, they might ask for some money, or they don't know if they're disturbed, or, you know, maybe it's a but for the grace of God go I kind of thing. So for me, Max, right away, bam, that jumped out. I thought, wow, this guy, he's got it together. He's really touching the strings now.
You know, it crushes me, seeing homeless veterans and, you know, my character in the film starts out displaced, you know, but what I wanted people to realize is that, you know, with a little assistance, you know, this homeless veteran is capable of being a father. He's capable of being a husband. He's capable of employment. He's capable of all these things that you and I enjoy as Americans, but you know, is dealing with a set of unfortunate circumstances which has set him apart. And you know, like you said, a rowdy song. I mean, that was beautiful at the beginning of the show, and that, you know, was inspired by a homeless veteran. So I, yeah, it's something that that I'm fighting for, and you know, and hopefully this movie inspires other people to get involved also.
Well, it not only inspires and raises awareness, but it's raising funds. Tell us a little bit about I want to say everybody knows the Gary Sinise Foundation. He's kind of the Bob Hope of our generation out there. Tell us more about the Higher Ground Foundation and Warrior's Heart, Max.
So Higher Ground is based out of Sun Valley, Idaho. They have branches in Los Angeles and New York now that are additionally addressing the homeless veteran crisis. But they use recreational therapy to assist veterans suffering from PTS and TBI. It's run by just a tremendous group of people. I've been involved with them for a decade, as long as it took me to make this film. Warrior's Heart was started by a Tier 1 operator buddy of mine. It's based out of Texas, Bandera, Texas. And they are, one of the requirements to get into that program is that you have an alcohol and or drug dependency. And then once you're in, they also deal with PTS. The unique thing about that program is that it's not only for veterans, it's also for law enforcement officers. And you know, like you said, hopefully everybody knows what Gary's doing for the veteran community, but he's truly a force and my mentor and my dear friend. And you know, nobody does more for veterans than Gary. So there, all three of these organizations get money and assistance to the veterans that need it. They're well vetted and they're run by people that care, you know, and they're doing incredible work where the VA falls short. So until the VA system is fixed, or at least in operating condition, so that it doesn't take forever to get benefits to our service people, these organizations are picking up and changing lives.
Max, Ben gets a dumb question every show, so here's my dumb question. Well, I'll cut myself some slack. My uninformed question. How do you make money on a film, and are there other ways that our listeners can help get that 30% out to these groups? I mean, clearly I can go to the store and buy the Blu-ray or the DVD, but what are the other income streams that we as listeners can help with on this?
Well, the deal that we made with our financiers is that once they recoup, then we go into profit sharing with the charity. So for us, we did a deal with Netflix, but Netflix is a subscription-based streaming outlet. So if you want to help us get to our charities, the best thing to do is to buy the movie on Amazon. It's available on iTunes, Vudu. I think the Walmarts have it. The PXs have it on base. You know, there's the DVDs and the Blu-rays. Any of those sort of ways of purchasing the film help us get to our objectives. You know, you can also, if you're interested in following that progression to the charities, you can follow me on Instagram at MaxMartiniLA. My Twitter is exactly the same. And, you know, I hope to be making quite a spectacle of the give back phase of Sergeant Will Gardner.
Well, hey, if we can help, we'll do everything we can. I am truly inspired by what you're doing, sir, particularly, you know, we talk about Sinise and some of these other folks, but in general, should I assume that in Hollywood as a whole, this is still somewhat uncommon? It's unfortunate, it shouldn't be, but it's still somewhat uncommon?
You know, one of the biggest beefs that I have with Hollywood is that, you know, when there's a natural disaster, you know, let's say, for example, everyone rallies, they put on these big, you know, telethons, they raise money, they perform, they, you know, but they haven't done that for our veterans. And we need to get to that point, you know, because at the end of my movie, there's a card that comes up on screen with some pretty sobering statistics. Briefly, there's been over 300,000 diagnosed cases of combat related TBI. Any given night, there's in excess of 60,000 veterans homeless on the streets of America. I think in 2015, an inspector general's report stated that over 300,000 veterans had died awaiting pending health care claims. And I know we're still sort of in and around 20 to 22 veterans a day taking their lives. So it's not front page news anymore. It should be. But we need to maintain a level of awareness until all these service people have gotten help.
You know? And you and I share something in common. There is the word shameful. Absolutely shameful that this is taking place. And when we come back, I want to talk more about that and maybe understand what others can do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. Our guest is Max Martini. You know, when you're putting together an organization, you always try and check and say, what have you got in the toolbox? What can you bring to the table? As Max alluded to, there's some Hollywood stars that fly their private jet to a private island to talk about global warming. Max makes movies, and he's made a terrific one. Sergeant Will Gardner. Check it out. We'll be right back. Welcome back to American Warrior Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're talking with Max Martini. Max wrote, directed, acted, produced, did everything on a new film, relatively new film, came out in January, Sergeant Will Gardner. I would really, really encourage you to watch the film because it's cathartic and it's healing and it's inspirational in and of itself, but it's also raising money to help three different veterans charities. 30% of the profits from this film will be going to help these charities. Max, I want to touch a little bit more. You know, the challenge here is always when you see a film, you don't want to give too much away because you want people to watch it. But a couple of things jumped out at me. One, just a curious question. The cesarean scene in the film seemed very, very personal. Are you just that good of an actor, or is there something?
Are you talking about the birth of my child?
Correct.
That monologue, yeah. Well, that was very personal, but both my kids were born by C-section, so that's actually the one piece of writing in that film that was that came from my own experience. But
And your son acted in the film too, yeah. One of them?
He did, yeah. My little guy was in the movie. He, you know, when we were having doubts that we were ever going to find someone to finance this film that, you know, would give to charities. He was petitioning pretty hard to play the part. and I said, yeah. I kept going, of course you're going to play. And then when we got the money, he was like, Dad, I'm ready. And I thought, oh, no. And you know, it was a pretty big role, and he could have really broken the film if he didn't perform. But he came in and he did an amazing job, and he doesn't want to be an actor. He wants to be a soccer player. So
did you have to pay him union rate, Max?
I did.
Oh no,
for the job for him.
So a couple of other things that really, really struck me, again, without trying to give away too much of the movie, both the internal and the external struggles of your character and to some extent some of the other characters in the film, that sometimes those of us who are lucky enough don't realize that sometimes people are struggling with several voices in their head. And the fact that they're silent or absent from a conversation or in a relationship in depth does not mean that they're absent from life. And I just personally, I saw the Will Gardner character in your film sort of making that transition and breaking out on the road with his motorcycle trip. Am I just reading too much into it, Max? Or
No, that's exactly it, you know, and I think, you know, PTS is often, it's an emotional injury, but it's a silent injury. And unless someone is, you know, demonstrating some obvious signs of symptoms of that ailment that you wouldn't recognize it. So, you know, that was one of the reasons that I wanted to have that character have a battle buddy that he traveled through the story with, so that, you know, that we could see that voice in his head and the struggle, so that, you know, it wasn't something that you had to dig for. I wanted to make it really obvious what was happening. And this is when I was researching how to write this character and how to perform this character, you know, I reached out to a lot of friends of mine and even on social media, so many people came forward and offered me, you know, to share their stories and offered me video testimonials and kind of things that really helped me gain insight into something that I wasn't familiar with, you know. I think you had mentioned earlier, how do you fix it? I think right now the things to do are to, you know, support these charities, to, you know, other vets. That one of the things that I love about my movie is that, you know, you see my character healing, but you also see him make a commitment to other veterans once he is healed to help people that have walked the exact same walk that will listen to him. And, you know, so that's sort of a silent challenge to the veteran community. If you've gone through this and you've come out on the, you know, the healing end of it, then reach out and help your buddies, which I know that's happening and, you know, to a huge degree. But I think it's very important, you know, I think it's important that we put as much money into the combat veterans coming out, you know, and reintegrating as we do into the training of them in becoming a warrior. You know, we invest so much money into our soldiers and, you know, specialty schools, et cetera. We need to put the same amount of energy and money into them reintegrating back into society. You know, and lastly, Ben, I think it's really important that we lead by example. So if you're not a veteran, if you're just a citizen, if you're enjoying the freedoms that we have in this country, the benefits of having a military like we do, you know, lead by example. I mean, I'm trying to do that with my kids. My kids are slowly becoming more and more involved in helping veterans. Also, they always stop and say thank you. You know, it's important. Gets me emotional.
But, and I'm glad you say that, because it's the little things. One thing I always try to teach our volunteers when we're working with the homeless kids is, you know, if you can only do one thing, just look them in the eye. You don't have to say anything. Just recognize there's another human being standing there, and you'd be surprised what kind of benefits that can provide. Folks, the film is Sergeant Will Gardner. Three charities will receive a full 30% of the profits: the Gary Sinise Foundation, the Higher Ground Foundation, and Warrior's Heart. You can look that up on the interwebs. Max, I find it interesting. You're one of those guys that says PTS without the D. Mm. Tell us about that. Have you noticed that you do that?
There was a point in time where we stopped calling it a disorder, and so now we just refer to it as PTS, as post-traumatic stress. I think that removes some of the heaviness from it, and it was also, sort of the realization that this is an emotional injury. You know, I think that's the reasoning behind that.
When I see feedback from veterans who've seen the film, I find it very positive. I mean, nobody's really busting your chops, and is one of the things that other folks can do to help is I found an interesting distinction between how the reviewers responded to the film versus how the viewers have responded to the film, and it's not quite even yet. So we can also go to Amazon and or wherever and push the thumbs up, yeah?
Well, you can absolutely do that. The veteran community, I don't think I've read any bad reviews. There were, when the movie came out, unfortunately, from my Hollywood community, they decided to turn it into a red state film. Well, somebody even said that and said that, it had a political agenda, and criticized me for waving the flag and criticized me for playing country music. And it was so ridiculous. And it was so crushing, because what I anticipated was this huge reception celebrating this little independent movie that had done something that no other film had done before, which was give back to charity. It's just not something that movie makers do often in Hollywood, if ever. And I didn't get that reception, but then if you look at Rotten Tomatoes and, Amazon, it's five stars across the board audience reviews. And then 20% by my Hollywood critics. So, but look, I didn't make the movie for them, so I really don't care. It's more, I'm just happy that the veterans are getting it. And I can tell you, Ben, that I get 20, 30 direct messages a day from veterans thanking me for making this movie and talking about how it's affected them and inspired them. And, it's really, that's the payoff.
Well, and Max, that brings me back to how I began this show. Your openness and your availability to others, particularly to veterans, I find somewhat unusual for someone in your industry. And I propose that's part of the reason for your success. We've got about a minute and a half left. What's next for Max Martini? Cause I tell you what, brother, by the way, Maximilian Martini, perfect name for a director. You might want to think about that down the line. I sure would love to see you run for office, brother.
Well, I'm not going to rule it out. I think if there's, anyone that would fight for this cause, it's me. In the meantime, I'm doing what I'm doing, and I'm trying to, raise money. I'm doing, actually, on the side, I've just partnered up with an American Airlines event in Dallas called Skyball. They're going to auction off four roles in my next film. All the proceeds go to my charities. We're also holding a screening of my other movie that I just finished coming up in a couple months, and all the proceeds from that go to these charities. So I'm content. I don't back down easily, and until I get to where I want to be, I'll be out there fighting.
Well, don't discount it altogether. If you're in politics, you can get a huge cut in pay. You work longer hours. But you know what? The number of psycho stalkers is probably about the same, Max. So
it's probably about the same. Yeah.
Max, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate you spending an hour with us on your weekend. Folks, the film is Sergeant Will Gardner. You need to get it. You need to watch it. I don't recommend watching it by yourself, but that's what it takes to get the job done. Let's do that. 30% of the profits will be going to help three military charities out there. Max, your close. 15 seconds.
Thanks. Just that. Just please help us. Please support us. I thank you. If you're a service member, I thank you for your service and cherish what you do for this country. Thank you.
Sir, keep on keeping on. Ladies and gentlemen, you can hear this podcast and over 250 others at AmericanWarriorRadio.com. Please share it with your friends. Find us on Facebook, American Warrior Radio, Twitter, at Warrior Radio TUC, and also at Patreon.com/AmericanWarriorRadio. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, all policies and procedures are to remain in place. Take care.
You've been listening to American Warrior Radio. You can hear over 150 episodes of this program at AmericanWarriorRadio.com.